With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back into our broadcast of the 36th annual French Quarter Fest presented by Chevron. It's the world's largest showcase of Louisiana music, food, and culture. And the best part is that, as Martha Spencer says, it's free 99.
That's right.
Her expression. It's today and tomorrow, and we've got over 60 restaurants. And, you know, when restaurants come out for events like this, they don't bring the little-known things. They bring their best because they want to showcase it. We also have about 100 acts on 23 stages, and you can meet some of your favorite WWL personalities, including Christian Garrick and Steve Geller. They'll be out here tomorrow. What are you looking up there? What do you got, a list?
I've got a list of all the bands playing right now. Some of the folks that are performing as we speak. Amanda DeCorbier, I don't know if you've ever heard her. She's got a real soulful voice, really deep-sounding, kind of bluesy sound to her. I've heard her play a lot. She's great. And one of you, what bands you like that's currently playing now until about 1:45, Louisiana's LaRue.
Mm-hmm.
And they're from the Lafayette area, I believe. So they've traveled around. They're over at the Waldenburg Riverfront Park stage. You've got a Jack's Brewery lot. And the cool thing about here is if you don't like the big crowds and the larger stages, you can go and find the smaller ones. You've got ones that are literally right on Bourbon Street where you can walk right up. Over at the Mint, they have a few stages as well. Royal Street, Bourbon Street, Peter Street, and that's why it's called the French Quarter Fest, because it literally is in the heart of the French Quarter.
All right, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a favorite food item that you have sampled either this year's French Quarter Fest or in past years, tell us what it is so when we get off this air, we can go find it and check it out and see if you're right. Text it to us at 870-870. Telephone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Another reminder, a programming change today regarding Fight a Tiger baseball, LSU. The weekend series going on between LSU and Missouri. Game two, which was originally scheduled to have the pregame at 4:30 and the first pitch at 5, has been changed. It's been moved up because of the possibility of the weather coming, moving in. It's going to be now the pregame begins at 2:30 with the first pitch at 3 o'clock. And you catch all the action for it right here on WWL Tiger Radio 105.3 FM and 870 AM.
Don, I'm reading some of the names. There, you know, there's your traditional singers that go by their names, and then there's some really interesting band names. How about this one? The New Orleans Swamp Donkeys.
Oh, I love that. You know what a swamp tell people what a swamp donkey is.
Well, to me, a swamp donkey is a marsh deer. I mean, a big old deer that spooks around and tiptoes, and they're kind of elusive. So that's a swamp donkey.
What about the saltwater donkey?
That would be a reef donkey.
Yeah. That would be an amberjack.
And then we've got Egg Yolk Jubilee. I don't even know where that came from, but there's some creativity out here. The Shotgun Jazz Band. And then you've got more traditional bands. We've got the Hot 8 Brass Band. They're a real fan favorite. They play later on at the Louisiana Fish Fry stage. So we've got some of our friends from Bayou Wild, Louisiana Fish Fry stage. Royal Teeth. I think that's a pretty well-known band. Cyril Neville of the Neville Brothers. There's all kinds of Neville Brothers around. And everybody's playing simultaneously. There's really no stages with breaks. So you can wander from stage to stage with, honestly, 20 different performers performing at once. So if you don't like it there, head on over to another stage, and you're not going to be able to fill it all in.
You know, there's not a whole lot of opportunity to sample some of the fares from these finer restaurants that we've got out here, like Galatoire's. Been around since 1905, and they've brought some of their best out here for you to check. And, you know, we've got other places, Trey Yuan with the great Chinese food, Tommy Wong and her gang over
coming
there.
Coming from the North Shore to the South Shore.
That's right. Well, they had a location, I think they still, is it still in the...
Not sure.
Right here, Jack's Brewery, they had one there, and they had one in Hammond. I know that one closed. But Mandeville, you know, I tell people I can't keep my family away from there. Whenever we get a family gathering and we celebrate with a dinner, that's where we end up. Because everybody has something there for them.
And if you don't want to go spend the money of, you know, a three-course meal out at a fancy restaurant, but you want to sample their fare, you can go and drop $7 and get you a turtle soup and things you can try where maybe you don't want to do the fine dining.
Did you say turtle soup?
Turtle soup.
I'm going to find it.
I think it's
we
got
to take a break. I'm going
to
go see if I can find turtle soup. I'll be right back, and we'll be back with you here from the French Quarter Festival. 260-1870 or 870-870 is our text line.
Things are flying everywhere.
Martha Spence and I started very early at 5 a.m. this morning with the outdoor show, and now we're French Quarter festing here at Jackson Square. We got a text message in. Someone wanted clarification on the LSU game situation. Here's bottom line. Pre-game has been moved up to 2:30 with the pitch, first pitch at 3 o'clock. That is because of the weather that may be moving in later tonight. They wanted to get the game in against Missouri. And we'll have all the action for you right here on 870 a.m. and 105.3 FM. Well, Tommy Wong has joined us from Trey Yen Restaurant. Tommy, good to have you here.
Hey, welcome. My old friend. How are you?
I am doing great. The only thing I'd rather be doing is fishing, but this wind ain't good
look,
for that, no.
You are in the midst of the greatest food festival. I mean, you know, what is New Orleans known for? Great food.
Eating, that's right.
Great music and Southern hospitality. And we got it in Buku's right here in the Jackson Square, right here. And, you know, this started off with a nice, humble festival back in 84, 36 years ago, when they tore down when they tore down all the sidewalks and the street, and they said people just stay away. They said, let's throw a party and get the locals come on back down. And it was only right here in Jackson Square back then. Built it as the world's largest jazz bunch. And look at it. It has grown tremendously. There's 23 stages of music. Food. Right here in Jackson Square, we got the Primo, all the restaurants. We got
Quarter Two Sisters.
Antoine's. We got
Galatoine's.
Trey Yen is right here. I got all five brothers here all this weekend.
Doesn't happen often, does it?
No, it's one of our favorite festivals. We're cooking right here in Jackson Square. Trey Yen is doing crawfish with lobster sauce. Crawfish tail, black beans, ginger, garlic, and crushed pepper. Serve with a little ripe rice. We're doing a vegetable lo mein for our vegetarian friends. We're doing a shrimp fried rice, and we're doing egg rolls. And I had my kids been bringing me food from, we had a stuffed poor boy from Dickie Brennan's with prime rib, and it's tremendous.
I know where we're going next.
The venison sauce. Look, Antoine's doing baked Alaska. Tell me when's the last time you take a $10 bill and say, I got something from Antoine's.
Right, that's what we were saying. You know, if you don't want to go out for the whole meal, you can get samples of everything and not break the bank.
Oh, my God, you could take $20 and say, hey, I ate a Galatoire today. I ate at Antoine. I ate at Trey Yen.
And listen to great love of music while you were doing it,
too. It's all free. This is all free. You could come and go.
You got five brothers here. Does that mean there's enough of you working the booth to let other people get a break and go listen to some music?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how it works.
That's the plan.
Yeah. I got sister-in-laws here. I got my wife here. I got my daughter here. It's a family affair. We love it here because it's all open. We cook everything fresh right here in the square, and people get to see them, and it's like on PBS, you get to watch the cooking show.
That's right.
Right here on the Saturdays instead of on TV, right here. And it's not too late for all you listeners out there.
No.
We got all day, 7 p.m. to Jackson Square, 9 p.m. along the riverfront, and then
tomorrow.
Tomorrow's going to be a great day. We're going to have a little rain tonight. Tomorrow's going to be 68, high 60s, low 70s.
Perfect.
It's going to be fabulous. This morning it was a little overcast. We had a nice breeze coming off the river, and it's fabulous. I'm looking out here. I see family, I see grandchildren, I see parents with their grandparents. And you feel so safe, everybody's smiling, everybody's got a happy face. When I was setting up this morning, I came early, the NOPD was out in force. The state troopers out in force. Don, did you know there's the newest, latest troop is Troop N from the state troopers right here in New Orleans?
Oh, the newest
class.
Didn't
know that. They've actually assigned them a letter.
Yep, assigned an N. That's the latest and newest troop.
You know,
the state police.
This festival, some people get intimidated by big festivals like Jazz Fest and maybe Po' Boy Fest, the one-day ones, the ones that are super crowded. I find that if you're not used to festing and if maybe you're a little apprehensive about crowds, that this is a good one to get your feet wet.
Oh, sure. This is, you know, like I said, yesterday and all weekend, I've talked to people from Austria, Switzerland, Canada, Great Britain. So, like I said, it started off as a humble restaurant, humble festival, to keep people, the locals come back. It's grown to be international.
You can't keep a lot of New Orleans.
No.
You can't keep them away.
No, this is getting, the word has gotten out. It's a free festival. You could come and go you like. You know, you're not locked into a one venue. So you want to take a break, step off, fine. And the music, there's 23 stages of music.
Yeah, something always playing.
Yesterday, my friend told me they had a jazz band from Japan.
Oh, cool.
He said, if you close your eyes, you would never know there were Japanese guys playing. I walked by and they had high school kids from Noka. And I said, my God, these guys are terrific. They sounded like professionals. They were high school kids. And New Orleans, we nurture our kids. Noka is fabulous. Cooking, arts, visual arts, music, everything. And they nurture that. our youth and, you know, the futures of youth. But
so outside of Trey Yen, because of course we know you got to stick with your hometown, but aside from your food, what is your favorite dish at French Quarter Fest?
Well, somebody bought me some baked Alaskans.
Oh, yeah.
We know where that came from.
Yeah, that came from Antoine. And they do a pasta, too, with the oysters, this creamy little oyster sauce. And that was fabulous. You know, I get intimidated going to Antoine's because the menu's in French. Over here, I said, hey, I can read that. And I just point at it. Give me that. That looks good.
That looks good.
I mean, the sausage guy's here. Giacomo's out here. They're doing a crab meat salad if you want something light. And they're doing a alligator pie, well, I call it a pie, but it's like a quiche. And then they're doing this duck confit, poor boy, slow cook, smother, and just fab. I mean, the food is fabulous. You know, you could, like I said, you could take your $20 bill and just eat a couple of restaurants and have a good time and sit down and relax, bring a folding chair, listen to the music. And like I said, parking, yes, it's, you're going to have to park it. I recommend parking in a CBD.
Take an Uber.
And sure. walk along the riverfront.
Mm-hmm. Because the music starts right at the riverfront, it goes all the way through.
All the way, from the aquarium, all the way back, all the way to the mint. Ralph's is doing full crawfish out there. You want to go, you want to pinch some tails, suck some heads? There you go. I mean.
Tommy, you know, we've got the restaurants. We talked about the historic New Orleans Galatoire's and Antoine's. You know, Trey Yen is getting up there with them now. How long you guys have been in business now?
We started in 1971 in Hammond.
I'll tell you, that's Don's favorite joint on the North Shore.
I can't keep my family out of there. No matter what celebration we have, if it's a communion or it's a marriage, a wedding rehearsal or whatever, birthday, we end up at Trey Yen because it's something that everybody
likes.
Look,
Don, 71 in Hammond, we've been in Mandeville since 1980. I'm serving four generations now. I was walking through the dining room one day, and this lady at the table say, look, on Sundays after church, my dad would take us to eat Chinese food. And I can't find this dish anymore. So I said, just describe it to me. Show me how it was. So I said, okay, good. I'll go. I went back to the kitchen. I made it for her. I came back. I checked on her. I said, is that it? She looked up at me, and she had tears in her eyes. She said, this reminded me of Sundays after church. Going to eat some Chinese food.
Elicit that emotion.
And I'm tickling to myself on the inside. I said, look at that. Chinese food has become meatloaf.
My favorite is the tong cho. Is that Trey Yen's signature, your own creation?
That's our signature sauce. We make that, and we actually bottle it, and I ship it all over the country.
Oh, wow.
People move away, or the kids in college, they want to send a care package.
Yep.
And so they said, here's the taste of home. And it's taking on a life of its own. It's basically a soy vinegar reduction with ginger, garlic, and crushed peppers. And you can put it on anything.
Anything.
Fried.
That's the versatility.
Yeah. Chicken, pork.
Duck, pork, crawfish.
Anything.
You know.
Look, Don, a lady came and said, look, I was on this chicken diet. I was about to go crazy.
There's only so many ways.
I took that tongchow sauce and I just brushed a little bit on it. And it said I didn't need that much. So it didn't count against my points or whatever. And she said, God saved me. And the lady said, I do a pork roast. And I baste it at the end with the tongchow sauce. And so people are coming up and telling me what they're doing with it.
You need to get that sauce on the door neck shelves.
Oh, yeah.
Locals. We're talking about supporting locals.
I give it as Christmas gifts, and that creates a problem because they want more when they run out. They got to keep supplying them with it. Tommy, how do you keep your passion up for this business? You still, all these years, you've been working hard, and you're still as excited about it as you always
are. Oh, yeah. Look, I was telling somebody, I said, if you had me working 8 to 5 in a cubicle, I would jump out that window, you know. So I don't mind. It's immediate gratification. You're only good as your last meal, but we've been doing, that's why I'm still in the kitchen.
Consistency.
Still working 6 days a week. My weekend's on a Thursday, Don.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, people say, when are you going to retire? I say,
do y'all get to draw straws for which brother gets the weekends off?
No, everybody works
Everybody's
the weekend.
There.
Right. That's one thing I told people, I said, don't let your daughter marry a doctor or a restaurateur.
Yeah, you'll never see.
They always work on the weekends and holidays. And, but I love it because, you know, like you said, people come for holidays, birthdays, and people say, oh, I've been away for so long, and I've been away for 20 years, and I had to come here. And I said, it's still the same. I said, yeah, because I'm still in the kitchen. We're still watching it. And that's what I tell people. I tell all my chefs and everybody, I said, look, if you don't eat it, don't send it out. You know, it's got to be good. And the three key motto for Trey Yen is quality, consistency, and value. And that's what we live by. And that's why we have such a following. You know, when we opened in Mandeville only 3,000 people back then.
I was there. I was one of them.
Yeah, so they say, and the people say, oh, you guys, you Wong Brothers going to open a 200-seat restaurant in the little town of Mandeville? And you're going to call it, what, a train? And you remember back then, Don, every time they had the English translate, you know, dragon something,
right,
golden
right,
something.
Right, right.
And they said, oh, they're not going to remember how to say the name. I said, you know, and you know what, as soon as we opened, we've been going at it, because that's what we live by, value, consistency, and quality.
You guys do a great job, and I got a confession to make. I took a picture of a frog in your pond, and I got it published in a magazine because I was hard up for a frog. You got some nice fish in there, too.
I know. Yeah. I always look at those beautiful koi fish.
All right, we got to get to the CBS News. Tommy, always a pleasure.
Thank you for stopping by.
Your booth is in Jackson Square.
Yeah, Jackson Square, if you're facing the church, is right-hand corner.
All right.
Y'all keep up the good work for another 40 years.
All right, hey, it's not too late. Come on down all day Sunday.
All right, we'll be right back and continue our broadcast here from the French Quarter Fest, 36th annual, presented by Chevron, right after the CBS News update. And we're back at the French Quarter Festival, 36th annual, presented by Chevron. They're calling this the world's largest showcase of Louisiana music, food, and culture that is free. It's going on today, again tomorrow. You can come out here, and there are 60 restaurants out here, music from over 300 acts in 23 different stages, and we're broadcasting all out here today. Until now, we're going to wrap up at 2:30 because that's when we take you to LSU pregame baseball. They're taking on the Missouri Tigers, and we'll have all the action here for you on the Big 870 WWL. Weather is holding up, in case you're wondering, if you're listening a little ways away. You've got several hours, I think, before the bad weather gets in here. It's a great day. We're going between partly cloudy and sunny. You can hear the wind going across our microphones. It's very nice and breezy. Absolutely no bugs out here. If flies bug you, you're not going to see any of that out here. Nice crowd and some wonderful entertainment.
It's a kid-friendly event, too. So if you're wondering, oh, the French Quarter, I don't know if I should bring my children. It's a really family-oriented day for the French Quarter. So if that's not something you'd normally do, take a chance today. Come on down. Bring the whole family. There's kids here. I see kids with balloon animals and face paint. So there's obviously things for them to be entertained by as well. And there's certainly no shortage of food and drink around.
You know, talking to Tommy Wong just a few minutes ago, he brought up something very important. People think, well, it's so far to walk when you park. But as he said, even though you may be parking blocks away, as soon as you get out of your vehicle, you're into the fest because it does span even further beyond the Jackson Square.
Yeah, there's 23 stages and up to 34 different things. There's also other events in addition to the music. They've got the Chevron STEM Zone, Port Orleans water display. They have the Bike Easy Bike Valet, so you can now rent bikes in the town. So as you mentioned, if you don't feel like walking around, they have the blue bike stands everywhere, and that's a new thing to the city, which is great. There's a wine cafe. There's a French Market cold brew cafe, iced tea cafe, dancing at dusk, dance lessons sponsored by Academy Sports, and, of course, the Abita Beer Garden. So there's a lot to do, and it's not just food. It's supporting everything local.
You know, there's a lot of events that take these sudden, unexpected turns like this one. Started out to bring people back to the French Quarter, local people, to keep them here in town, and had almost the exact opposite effect. It did accomplish that, but it's also attracted a lot of people from out of state, out of area, and that's a wonderful thing to have. We're hearing from one of our regular early morning listeners, Martha, on the Outdoor Show. We're hearing from the Tomato Lady.
Uh-huh.
And she says the French Quarter Festival has given locals a chance to experience the local music and the culture for a very affordable price. It doesn't get any more affordable than absolutely free. All right, coming back from this break, we're going to talk to you about Kingfish Restaurant and what they've got going on here at the French Quarter Fest. We're back right after this. Don Dubuque, Martha Spencer, you're listening to our live coverage of the French Quarter Fest on the Big 870 WWL. Martha, I think that's the fastest I've ever seen you eat.
I was so hungry, and it was so torture watching people walk by. We've been up since 3 a.m., so I had two granola bars, and then to come to a festival like this and watch the food walk by is just, I had to dig in.
But you did good.
Yeah, and I'm not done yet.
We have another special guest joining us, David Moore, with General Manager at Kingfish Restaurant. David, thanks for stopping by, and thanks for participating. Tell us about Kingfish, the restaurant, not with your remote location here quite yet.
Yes, sir. Well, Kingfish is on the corner of Charters and Conti, right here on the quarter. We've been open for about 4 years, doing really great things. We have one of the coolest bars, I think, in the quarter. Great bartenders serve up some of the best cocktails. Pretty famous for our Pimm's Cup. You know, one of the best drinks around, refreshing, especially the summer's coming. We make one of the best, I think the best in the quarter, if not one of the best. And we're famous for our, we have a scallop fettuccine that is one of the best dishes. Not a lot of places in the quarter actually have really good scallops. So we're really proud of that. And we do a pork nacho that comes on pork rinds. That's pretty intense.
Whoa.
Pretty intense.
You didn't have to bring one or two over here.
I should have brought. I'm sorry.
So what does the name Kingfish come from for folks who don't know the whole story?
That.
Well, the governor, of course, Huey P. Long, the great governor, self-proclaimed as Kingfish, the man of the people. Every man is a king.
Yeah.
Was his, what he stood for. And, you know, of course, a lot of people loved him. A lot of people maybe not so much. But we kind of evoke that era and time period with the drinks we make, kind of the food we do, and the vibe of the restaurant itself, the decor, really, really cool, really cool environment. But yeah, named after Huey P. Long, Kingfish.
So how long have you been coming to the French Quarter Fest?
I've been coming for years, but this is the first time I've worked it.
And what are you, has it met your expectations working it? Has it blown your mind? Is it stressful?
That is a great question. You know, having to run the restaurant in the, and we have a booth, booth 26.
Doing it both.
Doing both, it's a lot. And being my first time, you know, worried about everything being perfect and whatnot. But it's a lot of fun, it's, you know, to be on this side. I've come for years and been able to enjoy the music and just hang out. And that's fun. And obviously, this is a different kind of fun. Being able to take care of people, seeing all the happy people come to the booth, feed them good food, and hear all the positive feedback, you know. And then getting some of the staff to actually get out of the building. You know, they're stuck in the restaurant every day,
yeah.
Which I know they love and they don't ever want to leave. But it's cool for some of them to be able to get out there and get a little sunlight and cool breeze coming off the river.
Absolutely.
And listen to some good music. So that part of it's really, really exciting.
So how do you deal with the challenge of, you know, back at the fort, you got everything you need. You're used to working in the environment. Then you come out here and you got to keep the same quality because this is showcasing your restaurant and people get their opinion form what they taste here.
100%.
You can't come down a step.
No. You got to bring it, you know. That's why, you know, try to have some of our best people out there, you know, good smiling faces, happy. And then the product, you know, we're doing crawfish beignets with the white remoulade sauce, and I think that's one of the best things out here.
As
I should have brought you that. Matter of fact, I'll run some back over when we get down here. But those crawfish beignets are delicious. And then we're doing a rendition of those nachos I was talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
With pulled pork and sour cream. We got a little chow chow on there.
So did you talk to other restaurants that have been here for years? Because I'm sure being your first year, you don't really know exactly how much you're going to serve and what to expect. So have you come close to running out, or you think you're prepared right? I mean, it helps that you're not far away, but...
It's a great question. Well, lucky for me, I'm surrounded by a lot of people who have done it before.
Uh-huh.
I just started in November with Creole Cuisine, which is the company we work for. Great. They're doing all kind of awesome things all over the quarter. From Broussard's to Curio, Bombay Club, Marche. We're doing all kind of great stuff. And so luckily I have a team of a lot of great people around me that have done it before and could tell me. So they've kind of held my hand through a lot of the particulars, because it is such a different animal. I've worked festivals in the past, but not here and not this one. And of course, the expectations here are a lot higher than...
How about the French Quarter Festival folks? Do they give you a lot of support? Are they easy to work with? Are they
when
you need them?
They've been great. They've been absolutely great. They've given us all support in the world. You know, the load-in and everything has been easy. You know, anything we need, ice, anything, removal, trash, all that stuff, they've been right on time with it. And, you know, all the people around, from the volunteers to the crew that worked the event, they've all been really, really pleasant to work with and outstanding. And, I haven't had any trouble at all. They made it a breeze.
That is important because, you know, you look around at how many people are here and how clean it is. I mean, there's not a piece of trash to be found. I mean, for considering how much consumption's taking place, they're really on their toes with it, and I'm sure that makes it more appealing to a restaurant to want to come to something like that.
It really does. I mean, that's a great point. I mean, they keep it so clean. You're right. I mean, as many people are walking around drinking and
aside
eating.
From the wind that's taken a few bowls out of people's hands.
Yeah, that's pretty windy today. But speaking of that, hopefully the rain will hold off a little bit till after the fest's over. But the irony there is, if it rains,
they'll run into your restaurant.
Exactly.
Either way.
No rest for the weary.
Exactly. So either way, we're going to take care of a lot of people today.
Well, in case someone doesn't get a chance to come out here and visit you in Booth 26 and sample what you have here, what are the specials back at the home mothership back there this weekend?
That's a great question. What one of the things we're most proud of is we have, again, just like our Pimp's Cup, what I think is the best in the quarter, our happy hour. It's 2 to 7, which is a long happy hour. Very long, plenty happy. And then it's 7 days a week also.
Nobody's leaving unhappy.
No, exactly. It's 7 days a week, too. So, you know, you get it, we catch it on the weekends.
You get that the service industry in there,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Yeah. That's fun.
They get Mondays and Tuesdays off. We got to treat them good, too.
Precisely. and then the deals we do, we have half-price wine and half-price beer. So we have lots of really quality wines you can get for as low as $4.50 a glass.
All right. And speaking of language.
Yeah, right. Beers for two, you know, craft local beers for $2.50. And then we do some of our specialty cocktails like the Pimm's Cup, Prohibition Punch for only $6. And then we have appetizers for $5. Our Boudin Balls is one of my favorite things. And so that happy hour is something we're really proud of. And then, again, just our bar as a whole. We have a lot of bartenders that have been doing this for years, worked all over the quarter, and are really, really good at what they do. They can make you anything off the menu or, you know, or one of our specialty cocktails. And they're just cool people. You know, they're fun to sit there and hang out with. We're real proud of them. And then in our kitchen, just crushes it. One of the most rewarding things about being the GM of Kingfish is I try to talk to as many people as I can on the way in, on the way out. And people on the way out just have such great things to say. My favorite word to hear is perfect. You know, and in past restaurants I've worked that I've been very proud of as well, you hear perfect, you know, every so often. At Kingfish, almost every day, one or two or three people say it was perfect. You know, we're phenomenal. It was great. Best food I've had in the quarter. So it's really rewarding because of those guys do such a great job.
Are you guys going to be back here next year, next festival?
Yes, sir. We sure will.
Are
definitely.
There any other festivals you plan to attend, or is this your showcase?
This is our showcase because we're in the quarter.
Right.
But we do, you know, we're trying to do some other stuff. We got a busy haul ahead of us. Easter Sunday will be huge, Mother's Day. And, of course, with Jazz Fest, we'll have a lot going on.
Never ends.
David, good luck to you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Keep
it's been
up
a real
the good
pleasure.
Work.
I know
so
he's starting to see the sweat beat up. So what's going back at the restaurant? What's going
yeah,
back at the
restaurant?
Got to let him go.
All right, we'll let him go.
We'll bring y'all back some food, okay,
absolutely,
guys?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for stopping
good
by.
Sounds good to us.
Pleasure's all been mine.
All right, we'll be right back after this with more of our live coverage from the 36th Annual French Quarter Festival at Jackson Square. You listen to the Big 870 WWL. You know, Martha, a lot of people figure, oh, Don Dubuque, Martha Benson, they don't go to festivals. They're out there fishing, hunting, all
that.
They
the
don't
time,
know.
They'd be right. Most
but not
of the time,
today.
No.
French Quarter Fest has been a lot of fun. They had some great food. Still got a little bit of time to come after the news. And we're going to work on some desserts.
Yeah.
And I know we got Chef Tom Wolf going to be joining us.
Yes, we do, from the Rib Room.
Rib Room.
Yeah.
Yeah. He brought a little care package.
I like
we'll
it.
Check that out.
We always like gifts.
And then the dessert will be right on time to finish
absolutely
all that off. But you got time to get out here and come out to the fest. And then tomorrow it starts all over again.
That's right.
Don't forget to bring your, you know, if you were going to tell somebody what to bring, folding chair.
Sunscreen,
sunglasses, even though
cash.
It's supposed to be cloud. Cash. I got ATMs here.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, it helps. The festival is free, but the food is not. But that's kind of what makes this place so great. You know, bring yourself something comfortable.
And dress festive. Loose clothes. Yeah. You know, something
hats,
nice
sunglasses.
And airy, breezy. And make sure you maybe a nice hat, a floppy hat or something to keep some more shade on
this
it.
This might be the most packed I've ever seen it.
All right, we'll be back with the wrap-up of the French Quarter Fest broadcast right after this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.